Biden-Sanders unity plan includes commission to study and recommend reparations. By Hannah Blow on July 9, 2020. One of the recommendations unveiled in the Biden-Sanders Unity Task Force proposal involves establishing a commission to examine the impact of slavery and Jim Crow with the end goal of recommending remedies, or reparations. The task force refers to the move as a building block to begin to redress the harms committed against African Americans. The Unity Plan explicitly calls for the passage of Representative Sheila Jackson Lee's DTX, Commission to Study and Develop Reparation Proposals for African Americans Act, or H.R. 40, calling it an important first step in the scope of the greater comprehensive agenda for communities of color. "We recognize that physical security is a precursor to economic security, and that the over-policing of communities of color, the criminalization of poverty, and historic and ongoing injustices against sovereign tribal nations contribute to racial gaps in wealth and income. Importantly, too, we recognize the damaging impacts of barriers to generational wealth building, including the legacy impact of long-standing prejudices in the employment and housing markets, and prioritize closing the racial wealth gap by lowering disparities in employment rates and compensation, healthcare outcomes, home ownership, and business ownership. The commission, per the task force recommendation, will serve as the building block to begin to redress the harms committed against African Americans, including slavery, sharecropping, Jim Crow, redlining, and the deliberate exclusion of Black Americans from the benefits of the New Deal, GI Bill, and other wealth-building government programs." Notably, far-left members of the squad, the majority of whom backed Senator Bernie Sanders' IVT presidential bid, have publicly supported the legislation. Last month, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, called for the passage of Jackson Lee's proposal in celebration of Juneteenth. Reps. Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ayanna Pressley, DMA, took their calls a step further in their promotion of the BREATHE Act, which calls for the establishment of commissions that design reparations for mass criminalization, including the war on drugs, the criminalization of prostitution, and police violence, border violence, and the systemic violation of the U.S. government's treaty obligations to tribal nations. The call for the study and subsequent distribution of reparations is just one of several instances of Joe Biden embracing the calls of the far-left squad in his presidential platform. Sanders has said that Biden could be the most progressive president since FDR if he embraces the collection of proposals.